We had a fun night last night. We were over at the Gateway across the street from the iHotel and Conference Center and had a fundraiser for the Children's Miracle Network. And she was here. And that's Hannah Smith, who is Miss Illinois, ladies and gentlemen.
Awesome.
In the Miss America organization. She's Miss Illinois. That was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
We had a blast.
Such a good time. Oh, yeah.
And we raised, what a little dance like that, Diane? What'd we get?
We raised $505. Could you believe it? I couldn't believe it.
$500. That's awesome.
A bunch of middle school, high school kids coming together, throwing $5 in the till.
Yes.
And just like that, thank you to Peter Fox so graciously allowing us to have a fundraiser at the Gateway. It was really, really a great night. And really fun, had games going on. It was really cool.
Oh, yes.
And how about that DJ, my son Benjamin? Come on.
Benjamin. Was awesome.
Or
so
DJ Cool Breeze.
Yeah, it's like got two names going, DJ Cool Breeze and Benjamin. Anyway, he was
great. I got a picture of Nathaniel doing the limbo.
Oh!
And after such a round of golf, throughout the weekend, I was surprised he was bending that well.
All right, great to have Hannah Smith, Miss Illinois, and she'll compete as Miss Illinois in the Miss America pageant in January.
I will, January 14th on Channel 7.
How about that? Which is ABC, I think, has it.
Yeah.
Channel 7 in Chicago.
Yes.
Down here, it's whatever it is. I can never remember, Dan. We switched from 15 to 20. Anyway, it's on ABC, and we'll be excited for Hannah.
Cool.
Okay, Hannah is helping. Obviously, the Miss America organization is involved in the Children's Miracle Network.
Yes.
What is the Children's Miracle Network?
Well, the Children's Miracle Network is basically an organization of children's hospitals, and what we do is we partner with them to raise money for all these children in need. And it's really neat because it's a requirement to be in the pageant, the Miss Illinois pageant, or any local preliminary to raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. So we get to compete in the pageant but also raise money along the way, and it's just really neat to meet kids in the hospitals, hear their stories, listen to the families talk about the impact it's had on them. It's really real, and it's very touching to be able to help these people, and I hope to encourage others to do the same throughout this year.
What do you get out of it, Hannah? When you go in, you see these sick kids. I mean, first of all, it's heart-wrenching.
It's very, I'm a very emotional person, so it's often difficult to walk in and keep a straight face and not start crying once in a while when you see these families and how affected they are by this. So,
and you see the surgeries they go through, the trauma they go through. The
such
pain,
a young age.
The sickness, the seemingly dark tunnel, there's no light, it's on and on.
Yes.
Not to mention the money and the finances that go to pay medical.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start wondering, man, what do I complain about, right?
Right. It really gives you a new outlook on life, makes you appreciate every single breath you take. And it's so interesting to see these kids and how they keep such a positive attitude, how they smile all the time, even though they're going through something that some of us can't even imagine. So it just gives you a whole new outlook on life. It makes you so positive and appreciate every breath that you take on a daily basis.
Why do you want to be Miss America?
Oh, my goodness. I would love to be Miss America. I've been watching it since I was 3 years old, the pageant with my family. And, to me, Miss America is the ultimate role model. In today's society, the media is very effective on children, and they look up to everything that they see. And unfortunately, sometimes those are negative influences. So to me, Miss America is the ultimate role model that should be in good light and encourage children to make good decisions and stand for who they are, and someone that everyone can just look up to as an influence today. So
sometimes people, they see pageants, they see girls or women on stage, and they think it's just another pageant. What's different about the Miss America organization?
Well, the Miss America organization encourages young women to have platforms, something that...
Which is what, platform shoes? What are platforms?
Well, those too. We have plenty of platform heels.
By the way, Hannah has her golf shoes on.
Oh, my goodness.
Hannah has her golf shoes on.
Okay.
Three or four, and she actually hit a golf... Nathaniel taught her how to hit a golf ball.
Okay. He did. They said, wear your golf shoes, and the only shoes I had with me are these 4-inch platforms.
Okay.
So.
6'2".
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
But the platform is what you are trying to accomplish?
Yes. My platform actually is distracted driving. And I'll be partnering with State Farm throughout this year, working with them, talking to different schools, elementary through high school, speaking on them about the importance of not being distracted while driving, focusing on the task at hand. So that will be what I will be working on throughout this year.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that. Distracted driving is such a big deal.
It is.
You know, we've heard about all the stories in L.A. And, yes. and some of the major markets where people have microwaves. They've got, they're doing their eyelashes.
Yeah.
I mean, the things,
everything.
Because they're in traffic.
Yeah.
Everything.
They can do everything.
Right.
People reading books.
Yes.
I mean, there's things that people.
And we see it at every intersection,
it's
pretty
true.
Much.
And the worst part is it's just, it's not just the teenage group, which, you know, are usually the perceived culprits. It's adults as well. And when they're doing that, they're showing their youngsters in the back seat, you know, that it's the right thing to do. And they're looking up at every choice they make. So.
You know what? That's a great point, Hannah, because. If you're doing it and the kids see that, guess what the kids will do?
Yeah. They'll start mimicking talking on a cell phone at age 3.
Yeah. there's no question about
it.
We are surgically attached to our cell phones.
Yes.
There's no question. In fact, I can look around and I don't need my wallet. I don't need my money. But if I miss my cell phone,
I know.
My office is at home.
Yes.
It's amazing. And so when it vibrates and we have something, we cannot wait that 30 seconds.
Oh, I know.
It's urgent. It's urgent. Okay, come home when? Okay.
Okay, right.
Exactly.
All right, we'll be back. It's Hannah Smith. She's in our studio. She's Miss Illinois. You'll see her on ABC this January. She competes for Miss America. As Brother Johnny said after he met her, he thinks they should go ahead with the pageant to see who gets second. I think it's a great idea. We're going to go ahead and crown Hannah, if that's okay, with the other girls. They're not going to match.
Sounds good.
713 in Champaign-Urbana, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka coming up in 10 minutes on the new 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. A few more minutes with our Miss Illinois. You'll see her on ABC coming up this January. She's the lovely Hannah Smith. She was Miss Windy City, is that right?
I was Miss Windy City.
And so you won the state pageant where and when?
On July 2nd down in Marion, Illinois.
And when they called your name, you thought?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I was in shock. I had no words at all.
Are you thinking she's going to win, not me? You got your eyes on other people because
you think,
well, they're really.
Well, you know, you're surrounded all week by 25 other beautiful contestants, smart young ladies, and it can be really difficult to be around that all week. You really, you know, it's crazy.
And you got to beat up your thoughts sometimes and say, don't think that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't be negative.
You do.
How much hairspray do you need? Oh, forget it. It's okay. That's fine. Whatever.
Right. So
what's the age range on those contestants?
I'm sorry?
What's the age range?
Oh, it's 17 to 24.
Okay.
Up to 24. And we're talking about accomplished people.
Oh, yes. They're not just any girls.
And how many PhDs are they trying to get? I mean, there's some high level.
We had some lawyers, some doctors.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the competition. And, and we're talking about, you know, wow. I mean, you see these young ladies, you go, whoa, these kids are really together.
They're incredible.
They can speak their talent. Now, your talent is ballet.
Ballet on point.
Yeah,
yes.
She can do that whole tippy-toe thing. I mean, technically amazing.
Thank you.
She did some Joffrey ballet stuff. I mean, really.
Thank you.
A terrific dance background history. Started very young.
I was 3 years old, 17 years now.
And you loved the lyrical and the ballet.
I do.
You played Claire in Nutcracker.
I was the Sugar Plum Fairy in the Nutcracker.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you could have played Claire.
I could have.
You should have got the role. I remember that, too.
Back in the day.
All right, let's talk a few minutes before you leave about distracted driving.
Mm-hmm.
How do you reach out to the 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old and say, listen, if you're fortunate to get a driver's license and you're trusted with a vehicle, do not be distracted when you drive. They're going, yeah.
Right. You know, one thing that I've found is very effective is listening to testimonies from families. You know, you hear all these families who have been directly affected by losing a loved one to distracted driving. And I think that what's important is that these kids realize that when they get in an accident, it's not just them they're potentially harming. It's others around them, and it's the people they leave behind as well. So I think if they can hear, you know, the devastating stories of these families who have lost loved ones to distracted driving, they get a whole new perspective on it.
Is that what you do now in Illinois? You'll go around. Will you bring in families?
I will, actually. I've been able to meet a few families. I've been fortunate enough to meet them and at different fundraisers, and they've actually extended their help in this year in helping me talk to people. So that will be very nice to have them.
So you're driving around the state for the next year and you'll be reaching out and talking about distracted driving with your schedule.
Yes.
You have a cell phone.
I do.
You have all these things.
I do.
So with your schedule, all of a sudden you see you get a number of texts and or emails.
Mm-hmm.
The temptation there with 52 things to do that day for Miss Illinois has to be, I got to get another kind.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I think a lot of people, that's the same thing with people. You know, we live very busy lifestyles. It's very easy to want to reach for that phone, but it can wait. You can pull over. You can take that moment and realize that that split second you make an awful decision, that could be your last.
Wow.
So,
how did you get so wise about that?
Well, you know, my father's a firefighter. And, you know, for the past number of years, he's come home and shared stories with me about people who have gotten in accidents due to distracted driving. Mm-hmm. So that's been very powerful to hear that. And I also have a 15-year-old brother who will be getting his license in April. And I cannot imagine how I would feel if he were to be affected by this. So,
do they work that into the pre-driving program, I wonder?
They do, actually. I've spoken to a few driver education teachers throughout the state of Illinois, and they tell me that they're cracking down on that. They're definitely helping more with that and making students more aware of the dangers.
And two, they can track the time of the accident and the time of the text, and they can find out what you were doing.
They can.
And yet you see it, and I have not been perfect at it, trying to get better.
Mm-hmm.
It probably, and I talk on the phone a lot, but I wouldn't, I mean, it'd be inconvenient for me, and I probably wouldn't like it, but I don't know if you should even be able to talk on the phone.
Right.
Because if somebody's at a four-way and they're not moving, you know they're on the phone.
You're not paying attention.
They're not paying attention.
Exactly.
In Cook County, I don't think you can be on the phone. I think in Chicagoland, I think it's against the law to be on a cell phone.
Right.
So
it is.
It's probably a good idea, as inconvenient as much as I probably wouldn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a bad idea to just say when you're driving, you're not talking.
Right.
You're working on the road.
Right. And they say the no texting is going to be the new seatbelt law. So
yeah, I think, too, it's a great cause and a very important one. You can learn more about Hannah if you go to MissIllinois.org, and she'll be making appearances all year for 1 year till next June. And then, well, I take that back. You might not be in the state after January.
We'll see.
You'll be competing. How many women are in the Miss? 52?
52 other
contestants. I don't quite get that because when I went to school, kids, there were 50 states.
Right.
I don't quite understand that.
D.C.
Well, we have
Puerto
Rico. Okay.
Wait a minute. If Washington, D.C. wants to be in there, they need to be a state. Come on. What is that?
But Puerto Rico's in it, huh?
Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands.
Virgin Islands.
That's Illinois. It's not Illinois. It's a U.S. territory, but it's not a state. All right. Well, as long as they don't finish ahead of you, that's fine with me.
Exactly.
Listen, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a fine young lady.
Thank you very much.
And you're just, your confidence and self-esteem and wonderful platform and ability to communicate and reach out to kids. You were wonderful last night talking to the kids. And we're excited for you going to Las Vegas. We'll be watching on the TV. And rooting for Hannah Smith, Miss Illinois.
Thank you so much.
Just great to meet you, and great
you as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you for having me on.
Great having you. Miss Illinois, you can learn about Hannah Smith, MissIllinois.org, MissIllinois.org, and learn more about the Miss America organization and the incredible depth that is this pageant. I mean, it's just some of the great things that they do. It's inspiring.